1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this morning, many already hit by the weekend tornadoes. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Satellite images showing the before and after of widespread damage in northern St. Louis. Entire city blocks left in ruin. And public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is arguably the largest and most comprehensive piece of legislation that Congress has worked on in probably generations.
Some Republicans argue there's still too much spending. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. And trains are running again in New Jersey after a strike was settled. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. June down 24 to 18.99, July down 15 to 19 even, August down 19 to 18.98, September milk up 3 at 19.15. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2.5 to 185.5, 40-pound blocks down 3.25 to 189.75, 4 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 234.25, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 123, one trade. Dry whey down 1 to 54, two trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher Monday as the trade was pleased with the technical reset from last week, along with strength in boxed beef prices. Feeder cattle, though, were mostly mixed on the day as the trade was concerned about potential consumer demand this week and also how much that demand would also help to support markets and also still a continued technical reset in some of the nearbys. Hog markets were mostly lower. The trade doesn't see enough fundamental support to continue to move prices above those initial resistance levels. June live cattle up 75 cents to $212.97. May feeder cattle down $1.17 to $295.67. June hogs down $1.07 to $99.25. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher after Moody's lowered the U.S. credit rating down to AA due to rising debt and overall deficits. That led to pressure on the U.S. dollar, which leads to benefiting the grain markets as it would make U.S. Grain exports cheaper. New crop corn up 6.25 to 441.75. New crop beans up 1.5 to 1037. Chicago wheat, July up 4 to 529. Minneapolis wheat, July up 13 to 586.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 395, June 398, July 401, new crop 382. Cash beans 966, June 971, July 976, new crop 947. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 415.5, June and July 409.5, new crop 391.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 418, June 419, August 413, new crop 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 391, cash beans 975, new crop 962. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 403, new crop 392, cash beans 966, new crop 952. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 417, June 418, July 420, new crop 402, cash beans 1012, June 1016, July 1017, new crop 979. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 391, June 395, new crop 385, cash beans 973, June 975, new crop 965. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 208 to 230, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 205, market cows 115 to 148, bulls 130 to 197, calves 550 to 1440, beef steers 200 to 445, Holstein steers 200 to 550. Sheep markets, light lambs 360 and down, market lambs 265 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is the check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
Kids of the baby boom.
Never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We have freedom, we have money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby. Kids of the baby boom.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Exile and Woke Up in Love here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And Currently, we have temperatures in the 40s across the region. A lot of rain in the area, and we're going to see a lot of rain here over the next day or two. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also, next hour in our newsmaker segment, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture held an agriculture reporter call yesterday to talk about the new testing, the USDA's milk testing. Wisconsin is going to be a part of that, and we're going to have more from that press conference here coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Corn growers are focused on potential export opportunities in India. We'll talk about it coming up.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The recent trade agreement between the United States and United Kingdom was good news for U.S. agriculture. However, that doesn't mean that the search for new markets is over. Krista Swanson is chief economist for the National Corn Growers Association and says India presents a remarkable export opportunity for U.S. corn growers.
We have more opportunities, and we have been focused with corn on the opportunity in India. With its 1.4 billion consumers, just could be a really major market for corn growers.
While India would be a great market for U.S. corn, there are some challenges to overcome.
India is a big market for corn, but they have some restrictions on genetically modified corn. So it's not a market that we can access, not because of tariffs specifically, but this is an example of a nation that has some of these, what we call non-tariff trade barriers, where they have regulations that prevent that. And so, you know, this is an opportunity to open the door to potentially, you know, $235 million worth of U.S. corn exports.
If the U.S. can overcome the non-tariff barriers, Swanson says there's a lot of room for growth for corn exports into the Indian market.
Over the last few years, we have only exported 2% of what they're total importing in India. You know, the U.S. is only filling about 2% of that market. And so there's just huge potential if we could get over some of those barriers. And then there's also opportunities for ethanol and DDGs.
While Agriculture Secretary Rollins has been in Asia and also even the United Kingdom doing some trade meetings for American agriculture, there's yet to be any new trade agreement for the U.S. and India. But India might be closer to coming to the bargaining table because of, one, the tariffs, and the recent agreement between the U.S. and the U.K., and the temporary pause in the tariffs between the U.S. and China, while those two countries, again, continue to negotiate a long-term deal. India may want to negotiate their own deal with the U.S. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blow. They close the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town. Sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower. And it's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ. And if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Rowe will show you around our town.
ground, my love. Are you ready for my love, my love?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Little Texas and My Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s across the region, a lot of rain too. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. From the FSA CED, Heather Kirkpatrick in Dunn County. Farmers in Dunn County, you may have received a crop reporting appointment postcard in the mail recently. Now, if you're done planting and would like to report your crops sooner than your appointment time, just call the FSA office at 715-232-2614. That's 715-232-2614, extension 2. If you choose to complete your crop reports electronically, you can turn in your completed maps at your soonest convenience. You can also drop them off in person, mail them, or send them via email to fsa.menominee@usda.gov. That's fsa.menominee@usda.gov. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Winter wheat production looks a little stronger this year across the Great Plains. That's according to the data released last week from the Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Wheat Tour. While the crop has challenges, yields are expected to be about 14% higher than last year. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
Scouts on last week's hard winter wheat tour reported stronger than expected yields across Kansas and parts of Nebraska and Oklahoma. After checking 449 fields, those scouts estimated an average yield of 53 bushels per acre. That's up nearly 14% from last year, and it would be the second highest result of the past 20 years if it were realized. Despite the solid yield data, the group forecast Kansas production at 338.5 million bushels. That's slightly below the USDA's May 1st estimate of 345 million. The USDA projected Kansas yields at 50 bushels per acre, which was up 7 from last year, but 3 bushels below the tour's average. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green said participants saw potential, but many fields need rain quickly. He called dryness a bigger issue than disease this year. Fields entering the grain fill stage looked healthy, but without moisture, yields could drop fast. Green also highlighted the role of residual nitrogen left from past crop failures. He believes that leftover fertility could boost kernel development more than expected, if weather conditions hold. He said, quote, "It made me think this crop may generate more kernels than it looks like it can." Tour scouts also observed regional surprises. Parts of north central and northwest Kansas looked much drier than expected, while southwestern Kansas showed better than average conditions. That's a reversal of the usual pattern and added to what Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin described as, quote, "extreme variability across the state." Gilpin noted that fields ranged from picture-perfect to patchy, often within the same section or even from one end of the row to the other. He said producers feel some relief after several tough years, but wheat prices remain a major concern. Farmers told tour members that tight margins, high input costs, and market volatility continue to weigh heavily on their operations. I'll have more details when we return.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Last week's winter wheat tour across Kansas showed farmers have some things to be cautiously optimistic about this year when it comes to production. But with kernel fill starting, those final yields will still be determined by the weather. Timely rains could lock in those solid yields, but the moisture is needed soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill shoot. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I'd sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture announced the implementation of the mandatory national milk testing strategy as required by USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The program aims to bolster highly pathogenic avian influenza surveillance in the nation's dairy cattle herds, ensuring swift action to identify and address H5N1-affected herds. Now, under the strategy, Wisconsin will initiate mandatory monthly milk sampling with help from industry partners. It's expected that one milk sample will be obtained per dairy farm each month and tested at the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. The samples will be primarily gathered through existing milk quality labs that work with licensed bulk milk weighers and samplers, ensuring minimal disruption to dairy operations while obtaining farm-level results. Over the next few weeks, the National Ag Statistics Service will conduct the June Agricultural Survey. The agency will contact 92,000 producers across the nation to determine crop acreage and stocks levels as of June 1st. The June Agricultural Survey is one of the most important and well-known surveys that NAS conducts, says Joseph Parsons, USDA NAS Administrator. It's important to remind producers that NAS safeguards the privacy of respondents by keeping all individual information confidential and publishing the data in aggregate form only to ensure that no operation or producer can be identified. He also said producer responses provide essential information used by farmers and ranchers, USDA, exporters, researchers, economists, policymakers, and others to inform a wide range of decisions. Producers can respond to the survey at agcounts.usda.gov by phone or by mail. NASH will publish the data in a series of USDA reports on June 30th. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, has reintroduced the Precision Ag Package. Precision agriculture equipment enables America's farmers and ranchers to be stronger stewards of the land. However, high upfront costs and a lack of rural broadband create frustrating barriers to entry, Fisher said. My bipartisan Precision Ag package would improve producers' access to these exciting, innovative tools, making their operations more productive, efficient, and less resource intensive. The legislative package contains the Producing Responsible Energy and Conservation Initiatives and Solutions for the Environmental Act, the Linking Access to Spur Technology for Agriculture Connectivity in Rural America Act, and the Precision Agriculture Loan Act. Package co-sponsor Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said precision agriculture tools like soil mapping and aerial imagery technologies are helping farmers improve productivity and benefit the environment. Brazil, the world's largest chicken exporter, has confirmed its first outbreak of bird flu that triggered protocols for a countrywide ban on trade from top buyer China and statewide restrictions from other major chicken consumers. Reuters said the outbreak happened in southern Brazil at a farm supplying Vibra Foods, a Brazilian operation backed by Tyson. The Vibra website says it has 15 processing plants in Brazil and exports to more than 60 countries. Brazil accounted for 35% of the global trade in 2024 when it exported about $10 billion worth of chicken meat. China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates are among the top destinations for Brazil's chicken shipments. Brazil's agriculture minister said last week that under existing protocols, countries like China, the EU, and South Korea would ban Brazil's poultry imports for 60 days. Neighboring Argentina is also suspending imports of all Brazilian poultry products. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose. But there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
You love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Dark. Your hair all around me,
place in my